Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Podcast Script, expanding on cutting-edge technologies and their impact on society. Today, we're going to delve into three fascinating advancements in technology that highlight the intersection of artificial intelligence, sustainability, and innovation. Our main features today are the next chapter in flood resilience, open sourcing Google's hydrology framework from climate and sustainability, used Waymo robotaxi batteries become backup storage for power grids from Ars Technica, and Microsoft, Atom Computing, EeroQ update their quantum computing progress, also from Ars Technica. These articles together weave a narrative of technological evolution aimed at local empowerment, sustainable practices, and the application of cutting-edge innovations that promise to fundamentally alter the fabric of our environments and societies. The next chapter in flood resilience, open sourcing Google's hydrology framework. Let's start with the next chapter in flood resilience, open sourcing Google's hydrology framework, published on June 3rd. Google's bold release of its hydrology modeling framework stands as a beacon of innovation in flood forecasting. As we know, floods are among the most catastrophic natural disasters, often wreaking havoc on communities and infrastructures with little to no warning, leaving devastation and despair in their wake. The open sourcing of this framework is significant not only in terms of technological advancement, but also in democratizing access to robust flood forecasting tools. This new framework is designed to empower local meteorological and hydrological services across the globe, allowing them to customize AI-driven flood predictions catering to their unique geographical and climatic contexts. By tailoring these predictions, communities can develop more relevant and actionable strategies for flood preparedness. The genius of this initiative lies in its collaborative spirit. It encourages local experts to utilize their unique insights and historical data in conjunction with Google's sophisticated algorithms, which had previously been confined to corporate contexts. The implications are truly revolutionary. Envision a small coastal town that experiences seasonal flooding, now equipped with the ability to leverage state-of-the-art AI models to craft localized forecasts. By integrating their localized data and historical flood patterns into a framework built on Google's trusted architecture, these communities can issue timely warnings and craft responsive strategies. This shift from relying solely on corporate technology to fostering localized innovations is pivotal. It creates a more inclusive model where community knowledge enhances scientific ambition. The partnership between Google and institutions such as the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute underscores this framework's viability and showcases how on-the-ground realities can be substantially improved when agencies collaborate. When frontline responders combine their rich local knowledge with advanced models derived from Google's research, the impact can be amplified exponentially. Applying AI in this manner does not solely treat it as a tool, but elevates it to a role as a guiding force for collective preparedness and resilience against climate-related adversities. This initiative is particularly important in the context of climate change, where extreme weather events are on the rise. The ability to anticipate and prepare for floods is becoming a critical necessity, and the open-source nature of this framework means an ever-expanding pool of knowledge and expertise can contribute to refining its capabilities. Communities, researchers, and organizations can continuously build upon one another's findings, paving the way for innovations that might one day lead to predictive systems that approach near-perfect accuracy. It signifies a shift from reactive to proactive flood management and establishes a new paradigm in how we utilize cutting-edge AI technology to safeguard lives and property. Transitioning to sustainable energy, used Waymo robotaxi batteries. Now let's transition to our second article. Used Waymo robotaxi batteries become backup storage for power grids, published on June 4th. Here, we explore the exciting intersection of technology and sustainability through a fascinating initiative by Waymo. As the world moves toward an increasingly electrified transportation system, it's crucial that we also consider the fate of the batteries that power these vehicles once they reach the end of their initial life cycles. Waymo's innovative strategy repurposes the aging batteries from its autonomous vehicles, which demonstrate an impressive capacity to retain over 80% of their power even after years of service. Research indicates that the batteries from Waymo's fleet, notably that of the Jaguar I-Pace and other new models, typically experience an average degradation rate of only 2.3% per year. This extended lifespan opens up exciting possibilities for battery reuse, particularly as electric vehicles become more mainstream. Instead of ending up as waste, these batteries can serve as a backup energy source for local power grids. Partnering with BTU, a company specialized in energy storage solutions, Waymo's initiative to repurpose their batteries signifies a bold step toward building sustainable energy systems. By contributing these batteries to the national grid, they not only prolong the useful life of a valuable resource, but also provide a more resilient energy solution in the communities that host their operations. This collaborative approach highlights a win-win scenario. Not only do local power grids become more stable and reliable, but it also opens up a dialogue regarding the future of urban energy management and technological implementation in metropolitan areas. Just imagine the prospect of integrating hundreds of megawatt hours of storage capacity from these recycled batteries, contributing to peak demand energy needs or stabilizing grid fluctuations. The potential is profound, particularly in an era where the emphasis is increasingly placed on sustainable energy practices. What we see here is a vivid example of the circular economy in action. Instead of batteries being disposed of or relegated to mere landfill sites once they have outlived their usefulness in powering vehicles, they are being repurposed into invaluable assets that bolster civic infrastructure. This shift isn't just about reusing tech. It interrogates our notions of technological waste and its reutilization in meaningful ways. An essential consideration as the adoption of electric vehicles continues to proliferate. This discourse underscores the fact that technology isn't just about innovation for the sake of innovation. It's also about understanding and addressing broader environmental and societal concerns. The progress of quantum computing, Microsoft, Atom Computing, EeroQ. Finally, we conclude with Microsoft, Atom Computing, EeroQ update their quantum computing progress, which was published on June 3rd. The landscape of quantum computing has grown into a sprawling arena of research and exploration over the last decade, captivating tech enthusiasts and industry experts alike. This article provides a thorough assessment of how significant players such as Microsoft, Atom Computing, and EeroQ are collectively pushing the boundaries of what's achievable in this complex field. The notion of quantum computing as a transformative frontier comes with its own set of challenges. Often, just as it seems we are on the verge of groundbreaking discoveries, it becomes evident that progress is made primarily through gradual, thoughtful advancements rather than sudden, flashy breakthroughs. Each step forward adds a crucial layer of understanding, whether scientists are developing new methods for qubit formation or seeking to enhance the stability of quantum states. One noteworthy focus of Microsoft's research revolves around topological qubits, which leverage the principles of particle physics to create more stable quantum states. Their investigations delve into using exotic particle behaviors in superconducting materials to form qubits, the critical building blocks for quantum computers. Indeed, there have been moments when skepticism surrounded their findings, illustrating not only the complexity of this field, but also emphasizing the necessity of patience and precision in quantum research. While breakthroughs may be essential for headlines, this gradual evolution embodies the real heartbeat of innovation. It involves tested knowledge, incremental results, and a continuous quest for refinement. Companies like Atom Computing and EeroQ are not content to simply match strides with giants like Microsoft, but rather carve their own unique paths, each contributing to a rich tapestry of progress that could shape the future of technology. What unites these organizations is their shared vision and willingness to be vulnerable, to acknowledge setbacks as stepping stones rather than failures. The collective narratives emerging from these updates highlight the emergence of a collaborative spirit within the tech community focused on solving daunting challenges. It serves as a reminder that even in the realm of high-stakes technological innovation, shared knowledge and cooperative progress matter just as much as individual achievements. the potential implications of quantum computing are vast, stretching far beyond mere advancements in computation speed. From transforming financial modeling to creating unbreakable encryption systems, the possibilities seem limitless. Moreover, this technology could soon enhance artificial intelligence systems, accelerate data processing, and optimize resource management, all areas facing significant pressure in an age defined by environmental challenge and technological ambition. Conclusion: envisioning our tech-infused future. In conclusion, our exploration of these three significant technological developments emphasizes transformative power, collaborative innovation, and ethical responsibility. From Google's commitment to open-source hydrology modeling, enhancing global flood preparedness, to Waymo's ingenious recycling of used robotaxi batteries for enhanced energy storage, both initiatives illustrate a dedication to community empowerment and sustainability. And as we view the steady progress in quantum computing through the lens of companies like Microsoft, Atom Computing, and EeroQ, we see an industry driven not only by competitive spirit, but also by a common goal, to leverage emerging technologies for the greater good. As we consider these advances alongside one another, it becomes clear we stand at the precipice of an extraordinary evolution. It's essential to engage with these developments critically and thoughtfully, contemplating not just what technology can achieve, but also how the trajectory of innovation can mold our future as a society. The great challenge lies not merely in harnessing new technological capabilities, but in ensuring these advancements contribute to a more resilient, sustainable, and equitable world. Thank you for joining us in this exploration of innovation today. We look forward to seeing how these stories unfold as technologies continue to evolve and influence our everyday lives. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.